This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 93 on March 6th of 2008. With us on the program today, we've got Rebecca, the once and future Cardinals blogger, previously of Belly Itcher, and known fondly on Red Hot Mama as BS, Belly Scratcher. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
So we're here to talk about the Cardinals today. There's quite a bit to talk about. This is a different team than what we've seen in previous years.
Yeah. it's dramatically different. I think nobody would really recognize the infield or the outfield at this point, except from various faux Mitchell reports.
Well, one thing that's not any different, Tony La Russa, still leading the charge there.
Yep.
Last year he had the DWI. This year he's got he's fighting with Scott Rolen, forcing him out of town. Well, maybe not forcing him, but, you know, certainly having a part to play.
Yeah.
So what's up with this guy?
Well, he just signed a new 2-year deal, beginning of the off season. So as far as Scott Rolen goes, they'd been on the rocks for a couple of years, and I was more inclined to side with La Russa on this because Scott just seemed to have a very non-forthcoming attitude when it came to whether or not he could play. And when he got benched in the playoffs, he got very upset, but he couldn't play. So that led to that.
So has he got a little bit of a prima donna thing going on?
Yeah, he's got it. I think that he's just not a very talkative guy, and he butted heads in Philadelphia and butted heads with La Russa, and I think that he just, unfortunately for him, doesn't respond to strong-willed managers very well. He'd be good with, like, a laid-back kind of guy, like, yeah, just let him play. He'd be good for Dusty Baker.
All right.
I guess there's got to be someone.
Yeah.
Well, and he's old. Well, he's not that old. He looks older to me than I think he really is.
He plays older than he is.
He would be perfect. Maybe, you know, this may happen. Of course, he's not an ex-crappy Cub, so maybe not. But
Yeah.
So what else with La Russa? Anything, what do we have to look forward to with him? Is he on the decline, or is he the same old TLR?
He's the same old TLR. He gets a lot of flack in St. Louis message boards and things for not wanting to play kids and only wanting veterans on his team, but he really doesn't have a choice this year. There's a lot of kids, so we're going to see whether or not he can actually manage a team full of fresh faces, and if he can do well, great. If he can't, he's only got another year left.
Another change for the Cardinals, in the last week or two, Scott Spezio was released. Do you think his departure will impact the team in any way other than Red Soul Patch Giveaway Night?
Did they ever do Red Soul Patch Giveaway Night?
No.
Oh, they should have.
You know, their chance.
You know, the Reds did Bronson Arroyo wig giveaway night.
That would be awesome.
And they gave away, you know what else they gave away? Mustaches. They gave away Mr. Redlegs mustaches.
That's right.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Which
I thought they should have done the Javier Valentin mustache giveaway, but
yeah.
You know, that's just me.
Yeah. Apparently we're having a bobble belly giveaway. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
A bobble belly.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
But Spezio.
Spezio. I think what it'll do is it'll open up, you know, a utility infielder kind of position, probably for Brendan Ryan, maybe somebody even younger than that, somebody who hasn't been around as much, to have an easier time to make the team. I know that there's some minor leaguer that's been touted pretty well for that. The other thing it's going to do for the club is, you know, after Hancock and La Russa last year, everybody kind of thought, well, maybe the Cardinals are a little too permissive. And then, of course, Spezia later in the year going into rehab. Well, but this is, you know, this is definitely sending a message like, you know, we're not going to tolerate this. You get a shot. And if it's bad enough, you don't get any more. But, you know, unfortunately, Hancock didn't get a chance to get a second shot. And they actually, a few days after Spezia was released, released a minor leaguer who had gotten into a fight at a restaurant and was charged with assault. So,
dude, they were like the Pacers.
Yeah, or wow. The Browns.
And what weren't the Cincinnati base, the Bengals doing
the Bengals, that's who it is, the Bengals.
Right, right. They had tons of arrests too.
Yeah.
What a bunch of bad boys.
The old Portland Jailblazers.
Too bad they weren't playing better. So are you gonna miss Spezia? Are you personally going to miss Spezia as a fan?
I am not personally going to miss Spezia. It was funny when he pitched that one game, but like other than that, he was, you know, kind of an aging utility guy. And I'd rather, if we're going to have a utility guy or two on the bench, have them be younger and a little bit peppier and, you know, not quite so drunk.
Right. And but will you miss the tattoo of his wife on his...
No,
wife?
Definitely not. Definitely not. That I saw a picture of that once, and that was plenty.
It was over the top.
It was a little graphic.
Yeah. So besides these dysfunctional changes to the team, what else is new with the Cardinals this year?
Well, let's see. We've got, you know, new position players all over the place. You know, Edmonds is gone, which made me very sad. And so it looks like it's going to be Rick Ankiel in center.
All right.
And, you know, our other utility outfielder, Taguchi's gone, which... I think the city of St. Louis went into a collective mourning for a week when he left. But aside from position, I don't want to say rebuilding, because we still have Pujols and Molina and Carpenter. You know, we still have some really core guys. Carpenter, of course, won't be ready till mid-season or thereabouts. But it's kind of a transition year, and I'm pretty excited about it because we do have like a decent amount of talent coming up. It's not going to be like the A's farm system or anything like that, but it is. There are some really good things to be excited about. There are a Rule 5 draftee, while his glove isn't great, seems to be pretty good at the plate. And if we're going to keep him, he's got to be on the roster all year.
Mm-hmm.
Today, let's see. Skip Schumacher, Joe Mather, and Albert Pujols hit back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Always nice.
Yeah, and Mather's an interesting kid. I'm trying to find out where he plays, and I don't remember what position he's at. But we've got a lot of kids. Like, I can't even keep them straight. And, you know, it is early in spring training, so most of them are right. Going to be in double A at best.
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting to see, and luckily we've only won like 3 games so far,
mm-hmm.
which bodes well for the season. There's always an inverse relationship between the number of games won in spring training and the number of games won in the season.
Well, if anyone's going to surprise in the division, I think it could be the Cardinals, because they just can't seem to stop winning.
Yeah, I think about the people that we have, you know, Eckstein, I'm not real sad about losing Eckstein, but we don't have a leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, yeah, he's lost a step or five in the outfield, and he certainly didn't have his 2004 form at the plate, but, you know, he could still run in and get a ball and, you know, hit a single or a double when you needed a hit. And obviously Scott Rolen is a vacuum at third. So, you know, we're not going to be as good in the field. But I think that with Troy Glaus, I forgot all about him. He's the guy who's playing third. I think that he's going to more than make up for Rolen's diminished plate skills in the next couple of years that he's here.
Now, one of my favorite players, you know, since the entire time that I've watched baseball was Jason LaRue, and he's now backing up Molina there in St. Louis.
LaRusso was raving about his arm today.
LaRue?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's got a good arm. It's not a Molina arm, but it's a good arm.
Yeah.
What I'm just wondering is that he's definitely a country boy. He is the trucker hat wearing, like, Republican rally going to speaking at kind of a, you know, country guy, down home values and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we got Molina, who's kind of a thug. So
yeah. How
are these two going to mesh? I mean, has there been any stories about any of that yet?
I haven't seen any stories about that. I don't know. I think that, you know, there's definitely kind of the Latin contingent in the clubhouse and then the good old boy contingent in the clubhouse. And apparently the big pastime in the Cardinals organization is bow hunting. So I think LaRue will fit in overall very well.
Yeah.
he's faring very well in our NLC's hottest baller competition, by the way. Oh, yes. Not as well as Bubba Crosby. I think that there may be a special interest group that's involved there that's doing some of the voting. I don't know that anyone can take it from Bubba Crosby at this point, which is funny because he's not in the NLC. So he may very well. I don't know.
He kind of was when it started.
Kind of was.
Oh.
But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. We'll just have to see how it works out. It's not an official award or anything anyway.
Yeah.
So it'll be okay.
You should make something and send it to him, though.
Well, you know, I made that cross-stitch for Jerry Nairn.
Back when he was the Reds manager.
Back when he was the Reds manager. It said, play the game hard, play the game right. And it's redhotmama.com. And he claimed he never got it. I know he did.
Hmm.
When I saw him in person, I was like, I sent you a cross-stitch. Did you get it? And he's like, no. Yeah, whatever.
I talked
to the person who put it on your desk. You got it.
Oh, wow.
So we've talked a lot about the position players. How do you think the pitching is looking for the Cardinals this year?
Not as good.
They've had
Carpenter's out for, you know, half a season, if everything goes very well. Mulder's out until May, I think.
Okay, so he's still with the team?
He's still with the team.
It's hard to remember because I haven't really seen him pitch for them.
Yeah. It's hard for me to remember, too. And then we've got, starting the season, Wainwright's going to be the number one. Braden Looper, Joel Pinheiro, and then Wellemeyer's competing for a spot. We've got Reyes. Brad Thompson's trying to get a starter spot again. We've got, you know, and then we've got a couple kids that are probably, unless they pitch just lights out for the rest of the spring, I'll probably start in AAA, but it'll be like first and second man up. So if everything clicks, the rotation could be pretty decent. It's not going to be outstanding, but it could be surprising.
Well, you have to feel good about the fact that the Cubs have picked up Marquise.
Yeah.
And he's like a real viable candidate to be like in the rotation.
Again.
Yeah. And he was apparently complaining like, I really want to start. And Lou Piniella was like, well, then pitch like it, dumbass.
How's the bullpen looking?
Pretty good. One of our lefties just got diagnosed with tendonitis in the shoulder, but we've got Randy Flores in there now. His younger brother, who used to be on the A's, is in camp. And we've got Ron DeLone, who's, I think, 97. Right. And I think he used to pitch for the Yankees. So we've got some shakiness there. It looks like we may be kind of short on left-handed relievers for a little bit until Johnson gets back. But our bullpen's always pretty good. Izzy's, from what I've seen, looking very good for the closing role. And you know, how La Russa is, if, you know, that guy threw a bad sequence of pitches, he'll bring somebody else in for the next guy. So.
It's a, man, Izzy's had an up and down last few years, hasn't he?
Yeah, my opinion on relievers is I would never give them more than a two-year deal because they always seem to have a good year and then a bad year. And, you know, chances, if you give them a three-year deal, you're going to get two bad years. So, but I think that, you know, for all the gruff he gets for bullpen overmanagement, we have had in the past 5 years, a very good bullpen with a lot of turnover, and it's remained very good. It certainly saved the team's bacon last year.
Right. So you've got Pujols, as always, for your the leader of your offense, and Troy Glaus is no slouch. Who else? How is the offense looking?
Let's see. We've got Chris Duncan, who is our mini Adam Dunn. And Ankiel.
Of course.
And after that.
Last season when Ankiel's steroids allegations or discussions of whatever substance was problematic for him came out, that was really kind of a downer for the whole team. You could tell, kind of let the air out of the team.
Yeah.
Does everyone seem to have bounced back from that? Or
it seems like it. I think that... you know, that when that news came out, I think the Cardinals were a game out of first, and we were on a road trip, and we came back like six games out of first. It was, the entire team just went in the tank after that. And I think that, you know, he met with the commissioner, and they were like, there's nothing we can do. We're not going to suspend you or fine you or anything like that. So I think that everybody kind of has moved past it now. The Cardinals do have the most active players mentioned in the Mitchell report, with five.
Very nice.
I think only one of them was with the Cardinals.
None of them were signed the day before the Mitchell report came out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tejada.
We didn't pull a Houston, thank goodness.
Right.
Good times. good times. So, what else? It sounds like the rotation's going to require everything to kind of snap together. The bullpen's pretty okay, but kind of got some shaky spots. The offense is not what it once was. Any other weaknesses of the team?
Oh, let's see. Weaknesses of the team. I think it's just going to, you know, anybody that, you know, Pujols' elbow is going to be the big thing. Blaus's foot. Ankiel's head. It's just going to be a matter of if they can stay healthy.
Health, both physical and mental.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. So, you know, if everything breaks exactly right, they could definitely challenge for the division. If things go average or worse, they'll be, you know, no higher than third.
So, what about strengths of the team? Luck?
Yeah.
Things coming on their side? It seems like that's been on their side in the past.
The big thing is going to be getting Carpenter back and Mulder back and effective. If Mulder comes back effective and Carpenter comes back a month later as good as he's been.
Oh, and there's...
And then those two plus Wainwright, that's a really good front three of the rotation.
And the Cardinals did also sign Matt Clement in the offseason, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that's the guy I forgot about.
There's so many starting pitchers that are injured, it's really hard to keep track.
Yeah, he was backed off the original throwing program because he didn't have enough arm strength. He is probably not going to be ready the first week or two of the season. I wanted to sign him to the Cardinals after the 2004 season. But that was, you know, 3 years ago.
Right.
I don't, you know, if he works, great, but I'm afraid it may be a Kip Wells type situation.
Nice. So what do you think of the rest of the division, where you see the Cardinals falling at the end of the season?
Yeah, well, assuming, you know, not best, not worst case scenarios, but average case scenarios for everybody, I'd say they'll probably be, I want to say like 3.5. Like they'll be third or fourth.
It seems reasonable.
You know, I think that pitching's going to let them down a little bit. The back two or three of the rotation's just not going to be able to eat the innings and keep the Cardinals in the game. So, you know, we'll see. It may be third. I'll be optimistic and say third place.
It's going to be a lot of beer.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of beer. And we've got how many games? 20 games? We got tickets to season tickets at 20 games, so.
Well, you know. It's always good beer.
Last year. Yeah, lots of kosher dogs.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
And we look forward to talking to you when, I guess, when the Reds play the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Show your love for this show by leaving a comment on iTunes, or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional NL Central on our website at red-hot-mama.com.